And this is Apollo Control, Houston, 72 hours, 24 minutes into this mission. In this lull, perhaps we can clarify some of the names you heard being given to craters during that recent television pass. Our geology group here had to apply some names to certain key landmarks. Instead of using just numbers and code, they decided to give them real life names. These are in no way officially named craters. In some cases, I think in most cases, the names have not even been submitted to the international body, which must pass on those kinds of official names. But to clarify this, we thought we'd run through some of them that are in use in an area that couldn't be too well observed by telescopes from Earth. We had some pictures to work from, and you distinctly heard Anders and Lovell talk about craters named for themselves. Incidentally, this is perhaps a pardonable bit of a geologist's personality creeping into it. Historically, they have been named for discovering geologists or observers. One got a real-time name of John Aaron because he is the electrical, environmental, and communications console operator who spotted the need for cutting in the secondary water boiler as we started to circle the moon. That is, he noticed the water level was down. He suggested we go to the secondary loop, apparently when all the others were at the window. In future passes, you may hear names like Schmidt, named for Jack Schmidt, Gilruth, the director of this center, Debus, the director of the Kennedy Space Center, Kurt Debus. There's an unofficial one, Joe Shea, the former manager of the Apollo spacecraft program. Ted Freeman, first astronaut killed in an airplane crash in October of 1964. There's a crater bearing the name of George Lowe, Sam Phillips, Alan Shepard, Mercury, Washington, Apollo. And on either side of the track, there's one name for Jim Webb and for Tom Paine, past and present administrators of NASA. Moving along the line, we see craters named for Grissom, Gus Grissom, Ed White, Roger Chaffee. Clustered three craters fairly close together and just to the south of the ground track we just heard about. Coming along that same track, we see one bearing the name of Chris Kraft, Don Slayton, Jerry Carr, and on along. I'm sure we'll hear more of these. You did hear today about the crater Bassett, so named for Charlie Bassett, the late Charlie Ed Bassett, and Elliot C., crater right beside it. Two men killed in an airplane crash in St. Louis in February of 1966. At 72 hours and 27 minutes into the flight, this is Apollo Control, Houston, standing by.